Hare Krishna. When we distribute what we have, we appreciate what we have. Suppose a person is making some medicines, they're pharmacists or they're medicine manufacturers, and they have a huge stock of medicines. Now, they may not keep it very carefully, they may keep it in unsanitary conditions, they just neglect it. Because for them, there are so many medicines, medicines are just lying all around them. But if they actually go to a village or a place where people are afflicted by a disease, and they give the medicine to the patients, and they see for themselves, you know, how much relief this medicine is offering, then they start realizing, oh, this medicine which is just lying like this in my godown, in my shop, it is so valuable. Not just valuable in terms that I get money from it, but I can benefit so many people with it. So when they distribute the medicine, they appreciate the value of the medicine. A similar dynamic applies in our own spiritual life. When we have spiritual knowledge, because say we have been practicing spiritual life for a few years, and the spiritual knowledge starts sounding familiar. Yes, I know this. It's all there. It's in the books. I've read it a dozen times. It's already there in my head. And it doesn't. We often lose our appreciation for it. But when we distribute that knowledge, when we start sharing the knowledge that we have, then what happens? You know, the spiritual knowledge given in the Bhagavad Gita is life-changing. It helps us understand what life is all about, what the ultimate purpose of life is, how it is to be achieved. And then with this understanding, our whole life gets revolutionized. Oh, this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I'm going to do. And we see people when they get this knowledge, their life becomes transformed. They're able to break free from bad habits. They become more satisfied, more purposeful, more joyful. When we see this transformation happening in people's life, then we start appreciating what we have. So, this is one reason why Krishna encourages us to share the spiritual message with others. He says, Yaidam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidhasyati bhaktim mai param krutva mame vaishyatya samshayah. So he says, Yaidam paramam guhyam. This is the most confidential knowledge. And when we share it with those who are devotionally minded, they're at least devotionally receptive, then they appreciate the knowledge. Otherwise, they just reject the knowledge. They'll just argue and rebuff us. But if people appreciate the knowledge, they apply the knowledge, they get transformed by that knowledge. And what happens? Then we become inspired. We become inspired. The realizations that we get are Krishna's gift to us. That inspires us to apply this knowledge better. Oh, if this knowledge can transform these people, it can transform me also. It can transform me much more than what it is transforming me right now. We feel more inspired to apply that knowledge. And then, bhaktim mai param krutva. Ultimately, this knowledge is about directing our love towards Krishna. We become wholehearted in our devotion to Krishna. We start realizing that Krishna is a real transformational, sublime person who has transformed their lives and who can transform my lives. We become more devoted to Krishna and ultimately we attain Krishna. So whenever we find ourselves becoming slack in our spiritual practices, becoming complacent in our spiritual knowledge, we can start distributing it. When we distribute what we have, we will better appreciate what we have. Thank you. Hare Krishna.